Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman and Ram Golder and today Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Dal, the first parak Dinei Mamonos Meshlosha. The Zichu Masechet Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yochanan listed 5 to 9 who hold Yesh Eim LaMikra. There's primacy given to the pronounced form of a word in Torah as opposed to its written form. Number one, Rebbe requires 5 judges for Dinei Mamonos because the word Yarshiyun, they shall condemn, is pronounced as plural and adds 2, although it's written Yarshiyan, singular. Number two, Rabbi Yehuda ben Ro'et says, a woman who gave birth to a female is tummy for 2 weeks rather than 70 days because the word is pronounced Shvu'ayim, 2 weeks, although it's written Shivim. Number three, Beis Shammai says a chatas, which requires 4 blood applications on the Mizbeach, affects Kapara if he did 2, because the 3 occurrences of the word karnos, the horns of the Mizbeach, written without a vav, are all pronounced karnos, totaling 6, 4 for the proper mitzvah, and 2 for what's critical to Kapara. Number four, Rabbi Shimon requires 3 walls and a tefach for a sukkah, because the 3 occurrences of the word besukos are all pronounced as plural. The first besukos teaches the law of a sukkah, and the remaining 4 mentions of sukkah would require 4 walls, and the halacha l'moshe m'sinai reduces the 4th to a tefach. And number 5, Rabbi Akiva says a revius of blood from 2 corpses is matame through ohel, because the word nafshos is pronounced as plural. Point number 2, Rav Achi bar Yaakov objected, is it possible that anyone does not hold yesh eim l'mikra? But a brisa says about the pasuk not to cook meat, b'chalev imo, in its mother's milk, yachol b'chalev. One might think it means not to cook meat in its mother's fat. Amarta yesh eim l'mikra, rather you must say, there's primacy given to the pronounced form of the word b'chalev, meaning milk. This proves that everyone must hold yesh eim l'mikra, for how else would we know that the prohibition is to cook meat and milk? Therefore, the Gemara revises its explanation of all the arguments quoted by Rabbi Yochanan to allow yesh eim l'mikra to be unanimously accepted. And point number 3, the Gemara proves that there are Tanaim who hold Yesh Eimu Masoris. The Torah refers to the Tefillin Shel Rosh 3 times as Totafos, twice without a Vav, and once with a Vav. Rav Shmuel says the 1 plural mention and 2 singular mentions teach a total of 4 compartments for the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Rav Akiva says this is unnecessary because the word Tot means 2 in Caspian, and Pas means 2 in Afriki, totaling 4. This proves Rav Shmuel gives primacy to the word's written form. The Gemara suggests that Tanaim only argue if Yesh Eim L'mikra, where the written form differs from the pronounced form. But regarding Chalev and Chelev, which are written identically, everyone agrees to follow the pronunciation. However, this is disproven because Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema exempts someone who is blind in 1 eye from Re'iyah, appearing at the base of Mikdash on the Regalim, based on darshaning Yireh Kol Zechurcha, to also include Yireh, he shall see, even though its spelling is identical with v'yira'eh. Therefore, the Gemara finally provides another source that b'chalev imo means milk because the pasuk prohibits cooking. Derech bishul asur Torah, the Torah prohibits a manner of cooking them together, which indicates it means milk, since cooking meat and fat would be called frying. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. Rabbi Yochanan listed 5 to 9 who hold yesh eim l'mikra. There's primacy given to the pronounced form of a word in Torah as opposed to its written form. Number 1, Rebbe requires 5 judges for Dinei Mamonos because the word yarshiyun, they shall condemn, is pronounced as plural and adds 2, although it's written yarshiyan, singular. Number 2, Rabbi Yehuda ben Ro'et says, a woman who gave birth to a female is tummy for 2 weeks rather than 70 days, because the word is pronounced shvu'ayim, 2 weeks, although it's written shivim. Number 3, Beis Shammai says, a chatas, which requires 4 blood applications on the Mizbeach, affects Kapara if he did 2, because the 3 occurrences of the word karnos, the horns of the Mizbeach, written without a vav, are all pronounced karnos, totaling 6, 4 for the proper mitzvah, and 2 for what's critical to Kapara. Number 4, Rabbi Shimon requires 3 walls and a tefach for a sukkah because the 3 occurrences of the word besukos are all pronounced as plural. The first besukos teaches the law of a sukkah, and the remaining 4 mentions of sukkah would require 4 walls, and the halacha l'moshe m'sinai reduces the 4th to a tefach. And number 5, Rabbi Akiva says a revius of blood from 2 corpses is matame through ohel because the word nafshos is pronounced as plural. Point number 2, Rav Achi bar Yaakov objected, is it possible that anyone does not hold yesh eim l'mikra? But a brisa says about the pasuk not to cook meat, b'chalev imo, in its mother's milk, yachol b'chalev. One might think it means not to cook meat in its mother's fat. Amarta yesh emul mikra. Rather, you must say there's primacy given to the pronounced form of the word b'chalev, meaning milk. This proves that everyone must hold yesh emul mikra. For how else would we know that the prohibition is to cook meat and milk? Therefore, the Gemara revises its explanation of all the arguments quoted by Rabbi Yochanan to allow yesh emul mikra to be unanimously accepted. And point number three, the Gemara proves that there are Tanaim who hold Yesh Emul Masoris. The Torah refers to the Tefillin Shel Rosh three times as Totafos, twice without a Vav, and once with a Vav. Rav Shmuel says the one plural mention and two singular mentions teach a total of four compartments for the Tefillin Shel Rosh. Rav Akiva says this is unnecessary because the word Tot means two in Caspian, and Pas means two in Afriki, totaling four. This proves Rav Shmuel gives primacy to the word's written form. The Gemara suggests that Tanaim only argue if Yesh Emul Mikra, where the written form differs from the pronounced form. But regarding Chalev and Chelev, which are written identically, everyone agrees to follow the pronunciation. However, this is disproven because Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema exempts someone who is blind in one eye from Re'iyah, appearing at the base of Mikdash on the Regalim, based on darshaning Yireh Kol Zechurcha, to also include Yireh, he shall see, even though its spelling is identical with v'yira'eh. Therefore, the Gemara finally provides another source that b'chalev imo means milk because the pasuk prohibits cooking. Derech bishul asur Torah, the Torah prohibits a manner of cooking them together, which indicates it means milk, since cooking meat and fat would be called frying. All right, so now we go to our siman for daf dalet, and our standard siman is a delet, a door. So here goes. The door to the classroom where the Rebbe was teaching his Talmidim the list of five Tanaim that hold Yesh Em LaMikra was thrown open by a rude Talmud holding a bottle of milk, yelling, "Everyone holds Yesh Em LaMikra," who stopped short when he saw another boy's tefillin, reminding him that there are those that do hold Yesh Em LaMasoris. So once again, in slow motion. The door, that must be off Dalad, Dela, door. The door to the classroom where the rabbi was teaching his Talmidim the list of five Tanaim that hold Yesh Emul Mikra, which reminds us the Gemara brings a list of five Tanaim who hold Yesh Emul Mikra. So the door to the classroom where the Rebbe was teaching his Talmidim the list of five Tanaim that hold Yesh Emul Mikra was thrown open by a rude Talmud holding a bottle of milk yelling, "Everyone holds Yesh Emul Mikra," which reminds us Losev Hashel Gediba Chalevimo refers to milk, proving that Yesh Emul Mikra is unanimous. So the door to the classroom where the Rebbe was teaching his Talmidim the list of five to nine that hold Yesh Emul Mikra was thrown open by a rude Talmud holding a bottle of milk yelling, "Everyone holds Yesh Emul Mikra," who stopped short when he saw another boy's tefillin, reminding him that there are those that do hold Yesh Emul Masoris, which reminds us the Gemara brings proof that there are opinions that hold Yesh Emul Masoris from Totafos and Yireh Kol Zechurcha. So once again, the door to the classroom where the Rebbe was teaching his Talmidim the list of five Tanaim that hold Yesh Emul Mikra was thrown open by a rude Talmud holding a bottle of milk yelling, "Everyone holds Yesh Emul Mikra," who stopped short when he saw another boy's tefillin, reminding him that there are those that do hold Yesh Emul Masoris. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Kuf Ein Hey. So the simmer Daf Kuf Ein Hey is Kinei Nahara. So here goes. The Shechimira clutching a huge chamsa to ward off Ein Hara. Ein Hara, that must mean Daf Kuf Ein Hey, Kein Hara. The Shechimira clutching a huge chamsa to ward off Ein Hara, who admitted owing money since he would never jest, which reminds us, Rava asked, Shechimira Shehoda Mahu, if a gravely ill person admitted owing someone money, what is the halacha? Must he say to those presents, Atem Eidai, you are my witnesses to the admission, or does he not have to say Atem Eidai? The Gemara concludes, Ein Adam Meshat B'Shas Misa, a person does not jest at the time of his death, so his admission is accepted even without designating witnesses. V'divei Shechimira K'ksuvim U'K'mesurim Damu, and the words of a Shechimira are treated like they are written and delivered. So the Shechimira clutching a huge chamsa to ward off Ein Hara, who admitted owing money since he would never jest, gave a chamsa to his son learning dinim amonos to become wise, which reminds us, Rabbi Shmuel said, Arotze shiyachkim yasuk b'dinim amonos, one who wants to become wise should occupy himself with learning monetary laws, she'enu chamikso b'torah yosmehen, because there's no area of Torah greater than it, the hen kamayin hanovea, and they are like a flowing fountain, and one who wishes to occupy himself in learning dinim amonos should serve benanas. So the Shechimira clutching a huge chamsa to ward off Ein Hara, who admitted owing money since he would never jest, gave a chamsa to his son learning dinim amonos to become wise, because he was nervous the chavrusi he was debating with whether she booted the raisa with regard to collecting loans would get jealous, which reminds the Gemara brings a malchokas if she booted the raisa regarding collecting loans, and the difference if the loan is recorded in a shtar or an oral loan. Daf Kuf Ayin Vav. So the Simur Daf Kuf Ayin Vav is a veker, one who wakes up others. So here goes. The veker, that must be on Daf Kuf Ayin Vav. That's Kuf Ayin Vav backwards. The veker who sees the Bachar's teddy bear using a handwritten shtar that was certified by Basin, which reminds us, Gemara discusses, if a handwritten note which was certified by Basin can be used to collect Nechasim Ushubadim. So the veker who sees the Bachar's teddy bear using a handwritten shtar that was certified by Basin, notice the shtar on the wall in which the Edim signed after the Arav wrote his commitment, which reminds us, Rav said, Kodem Chitim Shtaros, if an Arav's commitment appears before the document's signatures, Govim Nechasim Shubanim, the lender may collect from Meshubat properties because the Edim are also signed onto the Arav's commitment. So the Vek who sees the Bachar's teddy bear using a handwritten shtar that was certified by Basin, notice the shtar on the wall in which the Edim signed after the Arav wrote his commitment, who didn't need a kinyan because he committed himself at the time of the loan, which reminds the Gemara concludes with the halacha, Arav Bashas Matan Maus. An Arav who commits himself at the time the money is given to the borrower does not require a kinyan, but an Arav who commits himself after the money was already loaned does require a kinyan, since the loan was made without his guaranteeing repayment. Daf Base. So the Simur Daf Base is a bias, a house. So here goes. Outside the unusually shaped three-story Sanhedrin house, that must be on Daf Base, bias, house. Outside the unusually shaped three-story Sanhedrin house, which slept three judges on the first floor, 23 judges on the second, and 71 on the third, which reminds us the opening Mishnah list, which cases require a base din of three judges, 23 judges, and 71 judges. So outside the unusually shaped three-story Sanhedrin house, which slept three judges on the first floor, 23 judges on the second, and 71 on the third, a great judge was looking to gather an additional 70 judges, which reminds us, the Mishnah brings the sources for the number of judges in a Sanhedrin Gedola and Sanhedrin Katana. For the number of judges in a Sanhedrin Gedola, the Pasuk says, Esfel Yishivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, gather for me 70 from the elders of Israel. And Moshe was over them, totaling 71. Rav Yehuda says the Sanhedrin was 70 judges. So outside the unusually shaped three-story Sanhedrin house, which slept three judges on the first floor, 23 judges on the second, and 71 on the third, a great judge was looking to gather an additional 70 judges, right next to a table where three dayanim without smicha were judging cases involving loans, which reminds us, the Gemara concludes, the Midoraisa Rabbi Avo would require three mumchin for halvos, but the sages waive the mumchin requirement to more easily facilitate loans. Daf Gimel, so the similar Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel, so here goes. The camel, that must be on Daf Gimel, gamal. The camel belonged to the three-corner dwellers who were busy judging a case, which reminds us, Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika explains differently why loan disputes require three judges, but not mumchin. He holds that midoraisa, even a single judge suffices, as the pasuk says, but tzedek tishpot amisecha, with justice, you shall judge your fellow, written in the singular. Three judges are required midraban, mishum yoshvei kranos, because of corner dwellers who do not know monetary laws. By requiring three judges, it's inevitable that one of them will be sufficiently knowledgeable in dinei mamonos. So the camel belonging to the three-corner dwellers who were busy judging a case had the word Elohim from the Parsha of Shomer Chinam stitched on its blanket three times, which reminds us, Rabbi Yoshia says, the source for requiring three judges is from the Parsha of Shomer Chinam, where the word Elohim is written three times. Rabbi Yonason says, we do not darshan the first mention of the word, and therefore only two judges are required. So the camel belonging to the three-corner dwellers who were busy judging a case had the word Elohim from the Parsha of Shomer Chinam stitched on his blanket three times and was eating some dried grasses next to where an even basin of four judges sat, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas if a basin requires an odd number of judges. The Gemara concludes that Rabbi Yoshi allows for an even court, even where Rabbi Yehuda does not. He agrees, however, that Lin Tos requires an uneven court for dinin nefashos, capital cases. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we win the sources for the Beis Din of 71 and 23? That's on daf Beis. Good. Number two, which daf does Gemara bring a list of 5 to 9 who hold Yesh Eim LaMikra? That's on daf Dalet. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn 2 reasons why an Arav cannot be reimbursed by Yesomim? That's on daf Kufayin Dalet and Baba Basra. Good. Number four, which stuff do we learn when an Arab requires a Kinyan to be binding? That's on Daf Kufayin Vav. Good. Number five, which stuff do we learn a second opinion that midoraisa, one judge suffices for loans, but three were required midorabanan because of Yoshvei Kranos? That's on Daf Gimel. Good. Number six, which stuff do we learn that Lusav Hashel Gediba Chalev Imo refers to milk and was brought to prove that Yesh Eim LaMikra is unanimous? That's on Daf Dollar. Good number seven, which stuff do we discuss if a handwritten note, which was certified by Beis Din, can be used to collect nechasim mishubadim? That's on daf. Kufayin Vav and Baba Basra. Good number eight, which stuff does Gemara bring a proof that there are opinions that Yesh Emu Masoris from Totefos and Yireh Ko Zechurcha? That's on daf. Dollar. Good number nine, which stuff when the Rav Shmuel said, Harotzeh Sheyachkin, Yasuk Bedinim Amonos, one who wants to become wise should occupy himself with learning monetary laws? That's on daf. Kufayin Heim, Baba Basar. Good. Number 10, which daf do you discuss which expressions imply arvus and which imply kablanus? That's on daf. Kufayin Daladim, Baba Basar. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur Ushinyar. Great day and great learning.